Unit 9. Doctors Without Borders. Page 106.
In 1971, a small group of doctors in Paris formed an organization. Their goal was to provide emergency medical aid, no matter where it is needed or who needs it. This was the beginning of Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, or in English, Doctors Without Borders. The philosophy of MSF is that all people have the right to medical care, regardless of race, religion, or nationality. Today, according to MSF, the world needs medical doctors who can provide aid to any nation quickly, efficiently, and without political pressures. MSF began as a couple of doctors with a suitcase and a dream. Now, it is the largest non-governmental organization for emergency medical relief. It has offices in 20 countries and has provided medical help in 85 countries, including Rwanda, Chechnya, Kosovo, Liberia, Afghanistan, and Iraq. MSF sends teams not only to locations that are in the spotlight, but also to places where forgotten wars continue to cause suffering. Because so much of MSF's work is done in dangerous locations, it requires great bravery to be an MSF worker. MSF workers have been shot at, wounded, kidnapped, and killed. They have also been infected with the diseases that they were trying to fight. All of MSF's international workers are volunteers. Only a small number of the volunteers are doctors. Most volunteers serve as nurses, medical technicians, sanitation engineers, and administrators. Although the volunteers are paid only a small amount to cover their cost of living, they are rewarded in many other ways. One doctor said that practicing medicine at a refugee camp was like getting a hands-on lesson in the history of medicine, far away from his everyday experiences in a modern medical center. Another volunteer summed up her work this way: "It's a life-changing experience." MSF is best known for its rapid response in times of crisis. When a medical emergency occurs, MSF sends in an advance team to find out what kind of help is needed. This team arranges transportation, often to remote areas. Teams may travel by jeep, boat, helicopter, or even on foot. The advance team then contacts one of its four regional centers, located in Europe, East Africa, Central America, and East Asia. The center organizes teams of volunteers and sends kits of supplies and equipment. The membership of the team and the contents of the kits depend on the type of emergency. For example, in a war or natural disaster, MSF sends in medical teams with emergency room experience and fully equipped surgical tents, electrical generators, medicine, food, and clean water. Another important function of MSF is to educate people in developed nations about worldwide medical problems. Every year, the group publishes a list called the Top 10 Underreported Humanitarian Stories about wars and disasters that receive little attention from the international media. MSF also educates people in developing countries about infectious diseases such as sleeping sickness, malaria, and tuberculosis. In addition, MSF highlights the lack of important drugs in poor nations. MSF points out that 14 million people die each year from tropical diseases. However, out of 1,393 new drugs developed since 1975, only about 1% were targeted at these diseases. In 1999, the Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded MSF the Peace Prize for its pioneering humanitarian work on several continents. This prize is usually given to individuals. Only four organizations have received it. James Orbinski, president of MSF at the time, said that medical aid should not be tied to wars or politics, but only to the dignity of people. He went on to say, "An organization like this shows how much can be accomplished with simple and affordable methods."